Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Do
Well, good afternoon or good evening and welcome All That Jazz Now. And of course, our second title, Dazzling Style. Dazzling is the word for amazing jazz artists that dazzle their audience in live performance and as well in recording sessions. We got some hot tracks tonight, and we got people calling around telling their friends to tune in, so I hope they get to tune in. That'll be good. And enjoy the show. Like I said, we got some hot jazz. I just laid my phone down and my mic picked it up. Come on, Mike. I mean, don't be so sensitive. When I need for you to be sensitive, I don't want to do that. No. I'm going to jump into this track by Brian Culberson. It's called You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine. And you just won't. You just can't. and then I'm going to follow it up with another Brian Culberson It's called Sensuelette. Oh man, that's tough.
Thank you.
and it's 7:30. And I know you're enjoying the show, because I sure am. Trying to find my headset. I got it on. And we've been cutting. We've just been cutting. What could I say? I'm going to jump to this track by Brian Simpson and Peter White. It's called Never Without You. And when I come back, I'm posting on the Twitter a letter from a young fan. And she say, I'm so blessed. She is so sweet. She's going to be a singer and a dancer one day. And I wish her the best. All right. Brian Simpson, Peter White, Never Without You. Okay, it is 7:37, and we're nearing the 8 o'clock bewitching hour in 37 minutes. How about that? So, I thought we'd go into one of our long play specials. It's called Going in Circles, which was a really big hit by the Fifth Dimension. Well, Tim Cunningham, jazz artist, took the track and played it live, and people were blown away, going in circles. He just cut it. So I thought we would treat you to that tonight, Tim Cunningham. So let's give a listen. And when I come back, we got some tracks by Mike KL called Been So Long. And that's another long play. So, Tim, take it away. Thank you. And that was Mike KL doing It's Been So Long. It's a long play. Pause for a minute and hit it again. We got a track by Mindy Hebert, one of her newest. It's called Nothing Ever Hurt Like You. Oh, man. Mindy Hebert. The girl can play a saxophone. And it's 8 o'clock already. One whole hour has drifted by. This track, Open Your Heart, Mark Maxwell. And we got a couple of tracks by him. Matter of fact, we're going to do Mercy, Mercy by Jeff Golub and Mark Maxwell. How about that? So after we play this one, we'll go to Mercy, Mercy. And you know that's a Marvin Gaye track. So you're going to like it. It's one of those hot tracks. We just played Mindy Hebert, Nothing Ever Hurt Like You. And now we're jumping to Open Your Heart, Mark Maxwell. And then we're going to jump to Mercy, Mercy. That Marvin Gaye track was played by so many people. And Jeff Golub and Mark Maxwell, they cut it also. So here we go. And, I was telling you about the letter I got from a little girl in a church at a summer camp. They had to come and teach a writing class and to inspire the students. So let's see what the letter says. And she's so cute. She got a twin sister, too. The letter says, Don S. McClure is a renowned American author. He told me to follow my dreams. He makes amazing books. I like singing. He told me to follow my idol. I'm working on my singing and dancing, and one day I know I will get better. I like him so much. He is so blessed. And she put a heart at the end of the letter. Now, she's a sweet little kid. So I sent a copy of the letter to her mayor and said, hey, these are the kind of students and children you got in your community.
Thank you.
And that was Jeff Golub, Mercy Mercy. And before that, we played Mercy Mercy by Mark Maxwell. And before that, we played Open Your Heart. I mean, we hit you. One, two, three, four, five. Bam, in the nose. We've been cutting up, man. If you're just not tuning in, we've been cutting the edge. We played Tim Cunningham, Going in Circles, Brian Simpson, Peter White, If I Ever Lose This Heaven, Jeff Golub. I mean, we've been cutting. Been So Long, Nothing Ever Hurt, Like You, Mindy Hebert. And now we're going to a track by one of my favorite girls, Cindy Bradley. You Don't Know What Love Is. I mean, these young ladies can play a saxophone. Cindy's bad. Mindy's bad. Brian's bad. Just everybody bad on my show. And then we're going to follow it up with a Brian Culberson track. You know how we always tell you that R&B and jazz, they actually work a lot together? Well, Brian worked with this group called Avant, or Avant, whatever their name is, A-V-A-N-T. And they got a track called Skies Wide Open. And Brian Culberson is bad. So that's jazz and R&B. So let's get to it. Cindy Bradley, You Don't Know What Love Is. And like I said, I read a letter from a little girl at one of my lectures. She said, oh, I like him so much. He is so blessed. I told her, keep trying. Keep working. Keep being sweet and nice. And go to school. Get a good education.
so positive.
And that's Brian Coversley, one of the best. We're going to jump now to a track from an artist that I think the world of, Paul Hardcastle. He's got a track called Echoes Rising.
Thank you.
And that was Paul Hardcastle taking us right up to the edge, getting ready to close it out. I like Paul Hardcastle. And I think I'm going to give Althea Renee a crack at it. She's got a track called Wishing on a Star. She did it live. She's going to take us on out of here. Of course, I'm going to get a chance to say good night. But got some more work to do on the internet. All right. Althea Renee performs Wishing on a Star. I told you it's like jazz meeting R&B and R&B meeting jazz.
Thank you.
Althea Renee. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and great people and great minds and great voices, I got to get ready to sign up. So, Cosmic Monkey, take me on out of here to the cosmos where the cosmic monkeys see no evil, speak no evil, but talk about Don S. because he's great. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.